This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. It's time to hit the road to visit another artisan of Michigan. This time we meet a few of them in Caledonia near Grand Rapids. This shop is Fiddler Furniture Company, headed up by Stephen Mark Fiddler.
We do primarily custom metalwork. We do some woodwork where we have exotic woods that we mix with our metalwork. Sometimes people want a table and they want a wood top but a metal base, and we can do both of those.
Fiddler does a lot of different kind of metalwork. Some of it is art, but the bulk of it is beautiful and functional. But getting into this work was not a direct line.
Sometimes you have your mind of what you think your career is going to be and what you're going to do, and it just kind of changes, and that's kind of what happened with me. People one day said, "You do metalwork? Can you make this hood?" Well, being bold and confident, I said, "Yeah, sure." And so we made one, and then we made another one. And so you just, you know, things just kind of went into it. People hear that we would do these hoods, and now everybody. I have people that send me a national magazine ad, and they say, "Can you make a hood like this?" And I'm cracking up. And they say, "Are you crazy?" I said, "I made that hood." It's, you know, in a national magazine. So, and we do a lot of stainless steel counters. And that's kind of fun because we do them in homes. We do them in restaurants. We do bar tops in big bars. And so we get to meet with people. And, you know, you go in there and everybody says, "Hey, this is the guy that made this bar top. Oh, this is really cool." And, you know, it's just, it's fun.
Now, about your cooking hoods, don't you buy those at Lowe's or the big Hobart kitchen appliance place or something like that?
No. We make those from scratch. Our customers will sit down with us, and they want the straps from this style of a hood. They want the shape of that style of hood. And so we can really help them because we take several different concepts and put them together to get their dream hood.
How'd you get started in this business?
Well, I worked for Hobart Food Equipment, so my background was some stainless work, and I had an opportunity to be a partner in a company that made commercial kitchen equipment. And then I ended up I was going to make stainless steel tables, occasional tables. And I went to interior designers, and I said, "Look at these in this new line of tables we have." And they said, "Well, do you make countertops?" "Yeah, I've made those for years, but look at these beautiful tables." They didn't want the tables. They wanted countertops and cooking hoods and other stuff. So,
but these aren't utilitarian. I mean, they are, but you inject some style and art into them.
Yeah, we make them with a lot of different materials, and we have a lot of different finishes. We do some patina finishes where you take chemicals and put it on the metal to change the color of the metal and change the texture of it. And we, you know, mirror polished stainless and brass and bronze and copper and painted wood. We mix a lot of different media to come up with a different look that a customer might want.
If you've spent any time in downtown Grand Rapids, you've probably seen Fiddler's Furniture.
Amway Grand Plaza Hotel, JW Marriott, Reserve Wine Bar.
Ferrari in Detroit now.
In Detroit. We do a lot of work in Chicago in condominium associations. If you go in downtown Grand Rapids and go in and out of restaurants and bars, you'll see tons of our stuff that you don't know. Everybody says you should put your name on it, but when we do it with, you know, private people and that, I don't know if they want my name on or not, so we don't put our name on it. Haven't yet.
When I got to Fiddler Furniture, I was also shown some exhibits of side projects by the people who work there. For example, Anthony Amalfitano's lamps made of copper tubing and Edison bulbs were on display.
I just thought it was kind of neat, and it doesn't take a lot of tools to put it together that way, so just a little bit of creativity at home, I guess.
Walt Gerdak had a sleek sort of moped sitting on the table.
It's more of a 60s, 50cc racer style. You didn't see too many of them in the United States. They were more European.
And then there was some work by a guy who Fiddler tells me has quite a following, Jay Prosh Jensen.
I do metal art, been doing that about 5-6 years now, mostly recycled, mostly found object type of thing is what I do. And that's very nice that Steve embraces it the way he does and lets me work out of his shop and use some of his tools and even his scraps, so yeah.
Fiddler says this is all about fostering creativity and keeping good people on staff.
We hire artisans and artists, like everybody here. They do artwork in their spare time and even after hours. I enjoy giving other artists the opportunity to use the shop. I mean, we have a huge investment here. for making artwork and stuff, and most artists don't have a great big press and big shears that they can use.
And Fiddler says it's also about keeping the work interesting.
I feel like I'm doing a weekend fun hobby all every day. Every day feels like a Saturday to me. I love what I do.
Is it the design work or the hands-on stuff that you like best?
Both. I do a lot of the design work. We do have an engineer that helps with all the technical aspect of everything, but I like meeting with customers and coming up with concepts. I do work in the shop a lot. It's hard to stay out here. I like coming in on weekends even.
Stephen Mark Fiddler of the Fiddler Furniture Company. He's our latest Artisan of Michigan.